There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The European Union, NATO, big events in front of us, chiefly the French election and the British election, one influencing NATO heavily, that would be Britain, the other influencing the EU heavily, that would be France. Why? I welcome Antonia Colibașanu, a geopolitical futures analyst. She is in Bucharest, Romania, the front lines of the Ukraine war, observing the far-right parties, that's what they're called in Europe. It doesn't quite translate, but they are called far-right parties that did very well at the European Union vote some weeks ago. Not well enough to take over, but well enough to be a sizable voice in the European Union, influencing the individual countries. We now come to France, because immediately after that vote, Emmanuel Macron, the president of France, called a fresh election for the Assembly of France. And therein lies the tale of the far-right party called the National Rally. Antonia, a very good evening to you. The National Rally is days away from the vote on June 30th and then the second round on July 7th. The expectation in the Paris papers and the London papers is that Marine Le Pen's National Rally will do very well. Do you agree with that? And what does that mean for the European Union? Good evening to you.
Good evening, and thank you for having me, John. Well, first of all, it is likely that Le Pen's party will do very well. It is also likely that Macron has calculated this so that it doesn't do too well, and that he and his party still hold a majority or at least an important place in the parliament. Meaning if time it was not so short, in Macron's head, Marine Le Pen could have done even better. Now, what does it mean? First of all, the denomination of far-right party is because of the late denomination of the party that Le Pen and his father has led. And that comes with all kinds of entanglements, European entanglements, and support even for the far right in Germany, support even for some of the very weird and sophisticated Nazi themes that were forbidden for a long time, but are now coming to surface in weird notes, both in Germany and France, and to which, interestingly enough, Le Pen's and her new party is trying to detach herself from. Why does that happen? Because she's already been popular. She's already been, and her party has already been in the European Union Parliament. So in a sense, she and her party already have been governing European affairs, have been politicizing about the EU. So there are two interesting changes now, as opposed to 5 years ago when we had the EU Parliament elections, and where her party did pretty well as well. First is we're no longer talking about the French exit, which is pretty important because it shows that these far-right populists, whatever nationalist party, whatever you want to call them, have come to a sort of a mainstream agenda where they have tasted from the EU politics, and they are no longer favorable to the EU exit because they see the positive sides of the European Union in trade relationships and investment and whatnot. The second element is ties with Russia. So Le Pen is said to be very close to Russia, but there is no proof to basically say, well, Le Pen is paid by Russia. And what happened during the last few weeks, she has tried to detach herself from this idea of being very close to Russia, and instead saying that France is going to keep supporting Ukraine, and kind of calming down and trying to get, for the lack of a better word, towards the center in an effort to get more votes from Macron. Because saying all these is pretty much in sync with what Macron's platform has been towards Russia and Ukraine. Now, we don't know if that's only politics. We don't know if she really means it. What we know is that there is no proof that she's been paid by Putin. There is proof that they have come together, they have met, they have talked, and so on. But so did Macron. It's not really something unusual. So what does it mean if Le Pen comes to lead France? Well, it will have repercussions on socioeconomics. We do not know exactly the platform that she's going to take on, because we do use terms as far right, conservative, centrists, and left wing, but we do not have doctrines that are in sync with political and economic platforms. So we cannot say, well, if Macron gets the second term or if Le Pen gets in, X, Y, Z will happen for economic reasons. All of them are saying that, you know, we have a problem in economics and we will fix it. They don't say how.
NATO concerns itself with the meeting in Washington, but before that, there will be a vote in the United Kingdom. I know that the Britain is not in the EU, but it's heavily involved in NATO. And there are voices in the campaigning, Nigel Farage for one, who are very, very reluctant to continue the support for Ukraine. I know that Marine Le Pen is also reluctant to continue talking about French troops intervening in Ukraine. How do you hear these hesitations out of London and out of Paris? Is that threatened Bucharest? You are on the front lines.
Not really, because we are not necessarily in favor within NATO to get the troops in Ukraine proper. And we understand that that's politics. We also understand that a time for negotiation has to happen soon, considering the way that the Ukrainian war has been led and has come. So the elections in the UK are not very much visible in Europe, first of all, and they are not necessarily tied to NATO. Also, Farage and his stance is pretty much within the framework of how will this get towards the Labour Party and the Conservatives, and how will his message be kind of calculated by the other two parties. And the other two parties, while they are, you know, in sync with regards to NATO, they are not necessarily in sync with regards to the Middle East. So for us within NATO, the question is, how will the Middle East, North Africa, will affect Europe and NATO in the years to come? And how will that affect the conflict in Ukraine, considering the priorities levels? So that's the most interesting part of the story, if you will, with regards to Ukraine. We are no longer having just the Ukrainian conflict. We have the economic global war that has been going on since 2022. We have the Ukrainian conflict, but now we have a complex issue in the Middle East, and everything is restructuring. And we understand that this is going to affect Europe and likely NATO. So all of that chatter in UK is tied immediately to the Middle East and through that to Ukraine.
Antonia Colobasciano, she's in Bucharest, Romania, for Geopolitical Futures. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend, because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.